Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I'm busy going through lots of videos, not only making new videos, but also finding old things that I partly completed or even forgot I'd done in the past. And I'm trying to finish these things off so that they get off my computer. I've got a lot of unfinished stuff and partly finished stuff. I found this particular recording, which I did in September 2018. I've got quite a lot of stuff from 2018, can you believe? But I've got stuff from all the interim times in between. And I thought this was worth bringing out and sitting and just mulling over. This is by no means comprehensive, but what I'm trying to do in this one is I'm just trying to get some basic concepts across to people, which I will be revisiting. One of the things that I've noticed about whites, especially Christian whites, is that they've got fixed values that are very critical to them. Whites in general have a lot of fixed values, but Christians even more so. And it's just part of the fact that whites generally, as a people, operate in an orderly fashion. In our natural state, we don't just do things. We think things through, and then we decide what we're going to live by or live according to. We don't just do wild and crazy stuff. And this results in us having lots of rules. And rules are excellent because this is what makes our society work. We know the rules, we work together, we know what you can do, what you can't do, and we know why. But what whites don't really realize is that these filthy scum Jews who infiltrate into our societies and embed themselves in our countries, in our civilizations, that these filthy scum are deeply malicious. And they want in on our stuff. And they don't live by our rules. But they lie about it and they pretend that they do. They need to be among us. We don't need to be among them, but they need to be among us. I will get back to that topic as well. For their parasitic behavior to work, they have to live among us. But they need to hide many things about themselves and about their intentions and about the way they really function. So they need to lie in order to get into our civilization, in order to get into our nations. And they fake it and they say, yeah, we're just like you, we're just like you. Yes, we also have those values. Yes, let us in. And then we let them in. But the reality is they don't live by our values. And in actual fact, for them to succeed, they have to break our values. They have to break things in our society in order to be successful. So first and foremost, they need to lie and get in, come up with whatever reasons why they will be okay in our society. Either they will lie outrightly or they will plead some kind of case as to why we need to let them in. These Jews, they're fleeing from the Nazis. Nazis are busy killing them. We need to let them in. These poor people, we need to help them. So they come up with whatever bullshit they need in order to get among us. And they are here for their benefit. Not for our benefit, for their benefit. Now the real problem is this. They know us very well. And they can read us like a book. They are in the same sort of arena as a farmer who knows his cattle or his sheep. He gets to know his animals and he knows how they behave. And they too know us in the same way. And they know what our limitations are. They know how we function. And they know that for them to win, they need to beat us. They have no intention of playing by the rules. They are here for one thing alone, and that's victory for them. So what these people do is they know how to play us like a fiddle, and they know how far they can push us. And this is where Christians especially are easy meat for them. Because Christians have got very fixed values, and Christians will not do certain things. So a Christian will not come and just beat you up. But if you were to wrong a Christian or to steal from a Christian, and the Christian can prove it, etc., yeah, then the Christian will come after you, he'll want you arrested, put on trial, jailed, or whatever. So these people play with flexibility. They themselves don't have rules, but they know we have rules. And they know how far they can go with all kinds of things. And they know that they can push a Christian so far, and as long as they stay within certain limitations, etc., that they can get away with it. Because they know the responses. They know this for all whites, but Christians are easy meat, because Christians are driven by a strict morality, and they know where this morality exists and exactly what you can do. They also know our weaknesses. They also know, as a result of our way of living, the kinds of things that we might desire naturally that they can use to corrupt us with. There are many, many things that they can play with, and they will ruthlessly play with these things. So one of the problems that we face is that they have no rules, and that for them winning is the only thing that matters, whereas we've got rules in our society for our benefit, and so that our society is orderly, that it functions, and that it's peaceful most of the time. We've got rules for very good reasons, but they come with no rules. And they will break and twist and maneuver. And because they can do these things, they can ultimately start achieving things in our society that work for them, but which are bad for us. And they can ultimately even break our society. And then on top of it, Christians have got a morality of softness, of being kind to people, etc. And we've got our fixed ways of behaving towards people. And this limits our ability to counter the Jews, because the Jews are flexible. They'll lie here, they'll move there, they'll maneuver in this way, they'll come up with new bullshit, etc. The Jews are fluid, and they have motion, and they have the ability to change constantly, like a chameleon. Whereas we are fixed and we don't change. And when things happen to us, it is against our morality to change. And that is the kind of thing that I'm trying to point out to whites, is that we are too predictable. We are very predictable. And we've done this because that's what works for our society. But for the incoming parasitic Jew, he can come and play with us and he can twist everything on its head. So I'm trying to get the concept of a kind of a warfare that you need to grasp. that you need to understand that all this kind of motion and warfare and bullshit, it's actually a kind of a war that is taking place. It is a war that takes place inside a society, but it's a war that's not fought with guns. And these scum come in there and they start messing with it. Deliberately, they mess with your society in order to break it. And they're trying to break it in order to get things that they want. And they don't care what they need to do. And they are very, very flexible and fluid. And then what happens is they teach it to the blacks. And they teach blacks and also other white scum. They teach all our scum, they teach them their tricks. And then you find that whites are in this world where they've got these fixed boundaries, especially the Christians. They've got these fixed boundaries and they're being beaten, man. They're being beaten in their own society, in their own country, and their own rules are no longer able to help them. Because Jews are twisting and turning and playing all kinds of weird Jewy games. They do it with money, they do it with the media, they do it even face to face. Jews are busy with a bunch of crap. And the Jews are there because they want money, they want stuff, they want power. And they are ripping it out of our society, but they are messing with us. And they are tricking us into doing things that are bad for us. So I'm trying to convey a bunch of rather difficult, airy-fairy kind of concepts to you, and I hope that some of this makes sense to you. Furthermore, our ancestors were different and were much more aggressive, and they were much more different in the way that they behaved, especially to someone that's harming them. And they had a different approach to life that was much tougher. And I must tell you that I think the tougher way of life of our ancestors is much better. It will make us stronger. That softness and kindness, especially by Christians, is played by the Jews. The Jews abuse it to high heaven. So I hope some of this comes through to you. The rest of this is from a recording in 2018. I hope some of these bits and pieces get you thinking, because I'm trying to show you that these people, these scum Jews, they are fucking with you. That's what they're doing. They're fucking with you. And they're playing with you, and they are mocking you, and they're beating you, and they feel nothing for you. But they are good liars, and any time you corner them, they'll start lying to your face. Oh, no, no, we're just these poor people. You misunderstand us. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. You're dealing with an enemy. You're dealing with scum. But they are inside your civilization, and they'll tell any lie, man, any lie, in order to live in our civilization, even as they're busy tearing it apart. When the Christian faces up to an enemy like the Jew and the modern communist black that's been created by the Jew, then the Christian is holding on to all these values. Meanwhile, his enemy has got total tactical and strategic flexibility. His enemy's got total freedom. They lie, they do this, they say this today, they do that tomorrow. You can't trust them. They stab you in the back. There's endless maneuvering on their part, and their maneuvering is working for them. You, on the other hand, you don't lie to your people. You don't lie to your enemies. You tell everybody the truth. And you already are just stuck in a rut. You are stuck in a certain rut, and your enemy has complete flexibility. The black will say this to your face. He'll go and murder somebody else tomorrow, steal something over there. If you catch him, he'll lie about it. The Jew is even better. The Jew will go, and the Jew will go and talk to three people. The Jew will go and talk to three different people. He'll make promises to each of the three people, stab two of them in the back, be honest to one, and then the ones that he's stabbed in the back, he'll go back to them and lie to them about why he stabbed them in the back to see if they're stupid enough so that he can take them the second time. If they're dumb enough, then he can lie to them and take them again and lie to them some more and take them again. And he just can carry on doing that until eventually they chase him away. But the Christian is hampered by all these rules. Christian has got all these rules that stand in his way. Oh, you can only do this under this condition. So the Christian can't spend his time saying, what do I need to do in order to win? Because half the time he's busy thinking, oh goodness, I don't want to lose out on my afterlife. Oh goodness, God's going to be angry with me, and I can't fool God. And I can't fool God, so I cannot be deceptive. I cannot do this. You know, I really want to kill those people, but the rules indicate that I'm not allowed to kill them because they aren't doing this and they aren't doing that. Another terrible, terrible thing that whites do, even non-Christian whites do this, is that whites have got such fixed boundaries, boundaries that are so well defined, that our enemies can come to us and they can push in on our boundaries. And they can come and they can see, okay, what happens if I lie about this? Do I get away with it? Okay, I got away with it. Right, let's see if I can push them a bit more. What if I lie and I steal? Can I get away with that? And then they see, okay, yes, I can. And then they eventually see, but I mustn't do that. If I do that, these white people are going to get angry. Then they're going to want to run for their guns. But if I just stop a little bit short of that, then these whites won't be able to move. Then I'll get the maximum of what I want, and they will just fall a bit short of smacking me. And so our enemies, especially the Jew, even the blacks have been learning it, the liberals and Jews have been teaching it to them, they all know our boundaries. They know our boundaries so well. They know you push these white people up to this point and you can get away with everything. Just don't go beyond that point, then they might kill you. But otherwise, you'll get away with this. You'll get away with that. So you have these well-defined boundaries, and they get to know how far they can push you. They know, if I say this to them, and I lie to them in that way, they won't take it so hard. Ha ha ha, what fools they are. I lied to them, and they couldn't even see it. I'll go lie to them some more next week. And that, my friends, is why our enemies are dancing around us, stealing from us, lying to us, tricking us. Here's President Ramaphosa. He's going to come and steal people's property. Here is Ramaphosa coming to steal people's property. He's going to take their property without paying for it. And then he goes and he writes an article that's published by the Jewish British in the Financial Times, and they say it's not a land grab. So it is a land grab, but now he comes with all this Jew bullshit and it's like, no, but it's not a land grab. It is a fucking land grab, man. And here you will find all these soft, sweet little lies. Similar kind of a style to all those spiritual people, eh? These spiritual bastards who lie, a spiritual piece of shit who who lies. A spiritual liar tells a soft lie. He doesn't tell a hard lie. He tells a soft lie. Oh, you know, it's not that I wanted to hurt you. I care about your feelings, but I just need to take your property and I'm not going to be paying for it. And I know it sounds like stealing, but it's actually not stealing. It's something else. I'm just righting a wrong. I care for the social justice of other people. So I'm really helping you. I'm actually helping you. I know I'm going to be taking your stuff away, but it's going to be good for you and it's going to be good for everybody. And we're all going to live happily together after this. Man, these bunch of lying fucking rubbish and garbage. These fucking scumbags. They come and they tell these lies to our faces. And we don't even go and kill them, you know? They come and they lie to us. And it's such a glaring, in-your-face fucking lie. And we don't even do anything about it. No wonder. Afterwards, they must be saying to each other, must be saying, God, these white people are so stupid. God, they're so stupid. They are the dumbest people who ever lived. Can you believe I lied to them 5 times this last week? I lied to them 6 times in 1 day the week before. And these stupid white people didn't realize it. Oh man, they are dumb. They deserve to die. We are so superior to them. Look at the way we are. We are so flexible. We can do all these things. These white people, they're all stuck in a rut. They can't move an inch. Now, the blacks wouldn't be able to outperform us, but the Jews know us so well, and I'm absolutely certain the Jews give the blacks lots of tips. In the same way that when the Jews started communism, a lot of the way that communism behaves is very Jewish, all about murder and lying and tactical flexibility. That is how the Soviet Union was. And all of that is probably the Jews bringing in the Jewish personality so that their communist people can go out and conquer the world. And they tried to use these tactics everywhere under all conditions. They used it extensively in Africa. These blacks did lie in the past. Before the communists and Jews and liberals came to them. Yes, they did lie, and they did steal, and occasionally they even murdered. But it was nothing like it is today. It's nothing like the bold bullshit in your face lying and stealing and killing and deception that you see today. Today it's 10,000 times worse than it was 60 and 70 years ago. Blacks used to do this out of desperation. Now they do it as a tactic. And they're not even ashamed about it. Because the Jew also isn't ashamed. They just do what the hell they need to. So here we are. We are completely, tactically and strategically inflexible. We also waste our energy on things that have not got to do with our current situation. Whereas our enemies focus all their energy on the current world and on things current, they focus every ounce of energy of their lives on what is current, and we do not. And we limit ourselves in this world in preparation for the mythical next world, which may or may not be there, but what you are forsaking is this world. You are not spending all your energy on this world. You are not spending your energy on sorting out things in this world. And that is why we're not breeding, we're not having children, we aren't preparing the children for the future. We should be throwing all our energy into this life so that our people may live and prosper and survive and that things will go right for them in the future. And here you have all these other things that take you away, from your current life and from the important things that you need to do. And I think that the final statement on how low you can go as a Christian is that a black, who is basically a retard, that a black is able to beat you. That blacks are rich. That blacks are moving up in the world. Every now and then when I go shopping or I'm a bit out and about these days, I see, there's a black. He's driving a Porsche. Oh, a Porsche. I've never driven a Porsche. I'll never own a Porsche. Here is a retard driving a Porsche. And I've seen them drive all kinds of fancy cars, all of which I will never have in my life. But I don't aspire to having them because I'm just not a materialist. And a lot of things would, to me, be a waste of money. If I had that kind of money, I would be doing other things with that money. I always throw my money where my passions are. So when I believe in something, that's where my money goes. I still skimp on other things because I know what I want to do. I always focus on what I believe in. In that sense, at least I'm true to myself. Even when I'm stupid, I'm true to myself. And if I learn from my stupidity, I try to stay true to myself. I'm not a person who can really fake things. So I go in the direction that I truly believe. I like to think that I'm Rhodesian efficient, that I'm efficient in the Rhodesian way, that I don't sit and waste things. I take a little bit and I make it go a long way. And that is actually something that white people are excellent at. And nobody's better at it than the Germans. But I do believe in efficiency. I don't waste things. I get a lot done with very little. So whenever I have resources, I throw it in the things that I believe in, and I go down that path. I'm not a person who's taken by all kinds of material things. I don't even concern myself with fashion. I couldn't care less what other people think. I just think about the things that mean something to me. But these blacks, thank God, they have weaknesses. The Jew is very miserly. Even when the Jew has got stacks of money, the Jew will pretend to be poor. The Jew knows not to waste. The Jew actually doesn't waste. That is probably the only good thing about him, is how miserly he is. He's miserly and he's dirty and he's grubby, but he only cares about money, and when he's got it, he loves it and he holds on to it, and he'll almost die for his money. His money is so important. The lucky thing we have is that these blacks have been weakened and softened, and these blacks are stupid, and the more they have, the more stupid they are. And I like it. So I like that. It's a good sign. It's a good sign that we can take them. We can screw them up good and proper. So I look at these people and I see what they're doing and I say to myself, man, if we had determination, we could clean these people's clocks. We'd be able to get down with them and we'd really rip their assholes out. And as I grow older and I understand life better, I have become a radical. And I'm going to be a radical, and I'm not just going to be a radical, I'm going to be a super radical. Because that is how these communists and Jews win, is because they are super radicals. There's nothing they won't do. They will murder anybody. They will poison anybody. They will steal from anybody. They'll lie to somebody to go and destroy somebody else. They'll lie to everybody, use them and abuse them. There's nothing they won't do. Now that doesn't mean that all their tactics have an eternal efficiency about them. There are many things about the way whites work that allow whites to build up other things, like trust. And trust is a very important thing. But there are also diminishing returns with some of these things. You can build up trust, and you want to build up trust among your own people. But you've got to be careful when you start dealing with your enemy. There are many times also when it's beneficial that your enemy can trust you, believe it or not. So returning to my American pal that I'd not spoken to in a long time, and I was listening to him talk about the difference between himself and myself and our outlooks now. So he said to me, "Ah, so you believe in what's good for your tribe. That basically what's good for my tribe is all that matters." And I said, "Yeah, that's what I believe." And he said to me that he believes in working towards a softer world. So here we go. Here we go, where we're in the direction where you glorify the loser. You glorify the loser. You seek the one who fails, and you take him and you put him on a pedestal and you say, "We got to protect him. This is a failure, but this failure is the highest value you can attain." We don't go and find the best, and we take the best and put the best on a pedestal. And yet, whenever we whites have gone and we've taken our best people, our cleverest people, our people with the most achievements, our people who are the bravest, the strongest, the fastest, the people with the greatest minds, the greatest mathematicians, the greatest scientists, whenever we've put our best people on a pedestal and given them power so that their strength transmits itself to the rest of us and we all benefit from their genius. We benefit from all the best things that they produce. That's always worked for us. Science is based on that. You don't go and find the guy who's the dumbest at mathematics and put him on a pedestal. That would be insane. You'd find the guy who's the finest mathematician and you would put him on a pedestal. You'd find the guy who's the greatest engineer, put him on a pedestal. Find the guy who's the greatest genius at administration, put him on a pedestal. You don't want to find the dumbest guy, the guy who's the most incompetent at administration, and make him in charge of everything in the country. You wouldn't want to do that. You'd find the guy who's the sharpest. School is like that. University is like that. Life is like that. That is progress. You find the best and you emulate them. So you wonder why you lose. You lose because you take all the weakness and you glorify the weakness. Whites never used to be like that. In pagan times, whites glorified strength. Whites went to look for winners. The Romans, our finest people. The ancient Greeks, geniuses of note. People of strength, ability. They had mental strength, they had physical ability. They were unbelievable, the ancient Greeks. Absolutely, probably among the most creative whites who've ever lived in history. And these ancient Greeks and ancient Romans, you know what they used to believe? They used to believe that it is better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. They used to say that it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. You know what Napoleon said? Napoleon said, "To live defeated is to die every day." You know what the Romans did? The Romans would find their criminals, their murderers. They'd go chuck them there in the Colosseum, and they'd make them kill each other, and they'd sit and they'd laugh while they're watching them kill each other, and then they'd have animals eating some of them. And the Romans would sit and they'd laugh at all their criminals and their scum as they're dying. They didn't give a shit about these people. These are garbage. Do with them what you please. Have some fun. Let them die in pain and agony. Let them die like the dogs that they are. Let the lions go munch on them a bit. Yeah, that's what we should be doing. We got so many serial killers and murderers. We should be throwing them to the crocodiles and watching it on TV. See what the crocodiles do with them. Hey, let's see what happens if you have a lion child, this boy. You know what the Romans said about their enemies? They said that the corpses of your enemies smell sweet, and the Romans should know. Using swords only, they killed their enemies by the million. By the million. Now, there was a weapon of mass destruction, a sword. That is the kind of attitude that our forefathers had. And when they had that attitude, they were winners. They were winners. And they glorified their past. They glorified their heroes. Everybody wanted to be a hero. Men who entered politics in Rome would tear open their clothes to show the scars that they had from battles they had fought for Rome. I've fought for Rome. Look at my scars. Yes, that is how they lived. And they prospered for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now we sit and glorify all kinds of losers, glorify all kinds of weaklings. I hope out of that recording of 2018 that you maybe picked up a few things, picked up a few thoughts, picked up a few ideas. It's not the best recording, but I just wanted to try and get some kind of thinking, because Christians, all whites, but Christians especially, are cornered, and these scum who shouldn't be beating us are beating us. And the reason they're beating us is because they abuse our rules, and they play with us, and they've invented all kinds of garbage to muck us around with. And I'll return to some of these topics because they sow a kind of chaos and confusion, and they fool people, and they mess with people's heads, and people start losing sight of certain things. These people are bullshit artists at their finest. They are garbage. But they hide their hatred, they hide their greed, they hide lots of things. And whenever they're cornered, they lie. And they get up to all kinds of malicious crap, and they get away with it, because people don't see how sly, two-faced, etc. they are.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know you don't.